Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 23, 1836, the Barbadian newspaper published a report on the passing of an act for the regulation of emigration of laborers from Barbados. The act, passed on July 19, 1836, observed that there were, quote, diverse persons at present actively employed in this island at tempting laborers and skilled artificers of all descriptions to desert homes and families and to go and settle in other countries by holding out to them promises of great gains and high wages, whereby the parishes of this island are likely to be overwhelmed with the impotent families and hapless infants, end quote. These were the supposed noble aims of the act. Conversely, the background to the enactment of this legislation was the harsh economic and social circumstances that the black population was enduring. This situation led to a large number of free black Barbadians taking the opportunity to travel to colonies such as British Guiana to seek a better life for themselves. Indeed, there were agents in Barbados, especially from British Guiana, who were seeking to recruit Barbadians for work on Guyanese sugar plantations and other sectors. Even outspoken local social reformer Samuel Jackman Prescott was an agent for persons seeking work in Guiana, as he undoubtedly understood their plight. Planters were evidently seeking to stem this outflow of emigrants so as to protect their labor supply and keep wages at about the lowest in the West Indies. The act was so anti-working class that its passage resulted in very onerous hurdles for the potential emigrant who desired to leave Barbados. It required that every potential emigrant swear an oath before the church warden of the parish where they lived, detailing that the emigrant was leaving at their own risk, their own cost, and without inducements from any agent. The church warden and a justice of the peace in the parish would then investigate whether the applicant had any dependent relatives, ranging from children to grandparents. If any were found, the act required the applicant to give proof that they could be supported in their absence. Only if the applicant could provide such proof would permission to emigrate be granted. At the time, Samuel Jackman Prescott pointed out to the authorities that these conditions were in nearly every case impossible for the impoverished applicant to satisfy. Even if a permit were granted, and it was later learned that the applicant did indeed have dependents, the act imposed a fine of £15 on the applicant, which could be divided between the state and any informant. Clearly, monetary inducements were being offered to persons to bring evidence against their friends and family. Finally, the act imposed a fine of £100 on labor agents who were found to be coercing laborers to emigrate. Still, long-suffering black Barbadian laborers were not daunted, and over the next seven decades would emigrate to British Guiana, Brazil, Trinidad, Panama, and many other countries in order to better their lives.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.